Okay. Wow. What a night. This is going to be another equally important hour. We are continuing to walk our way through this minefield of disinformation, misinformation, false information, ego trippers, green screeners, and people who are doing really honest-to-God legitimate scientific evaluation and research. And one of those people is my partner, my colleague. She is standing by, hopefully, right now. Are you there, Erica?
I'm here, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right. What I want to do is start out just a little bit of psychological operation background for people. We need to always keep in mind that the number one goal of the controllers of these psyops, and we'll get into more of this in a few minutes, is chaos. They want people not to understand. They want people to be confused. They want people to take sides. They want them to become adversarial in their relationships with friends, family, co-workers. They don't want people to think cohesively in linear, logical, progressive thought. So they put out disinformation, misinformation constantly around the clock, which we have seen from the beginning. It's over 2 years now of this whole plandemic. And it's all being done by plan. Don't ever forget that. And if you live to be 100 or whatever, you'll remember it was all by plan. And it's not changing course. The narrative is being kept stable. They're continuing to do the same thing they always do. If the pot begins to become a little calm, they introduce something new into it and stir it up. They want people to be confused, chaotic, upset, angry, you name it. They want, the goal is, and I've been told this by people that know, they want everybody to be upset with everything. That's how they control. It's simple that way. And we're going to go into a couple of things here in the next few minutes. I'm going to read you something from 1970, which I read before, but it merits repeating. I want you to understand how long ago they've been working on bioweapons, the likes of which we're seeing right now. No, it's not a vaccine, never was designed to be a vaccine, wasn't supposed to be a vaccine, can't be a vaccine, it's a biological weapon, it's a killer. That's what Pfizer and Moderna are pushing. J&J kind of slipped to the sidelines here, I guess, to a degree. Erica, what do you want to add to that? Then we're going to play Dr. Chetty. This man is, I think, honestly, on the planet, the most well-spoken. He lays it all out there so succinctly and without any hesitation. I think the guy is just a wizard. He's amazing.
Yeah, I have not heard anybody come close to nailing it the way he has and being unafraid to say it.
Why aren't more of these media docs here just telling it like it is? First of all, friends, they should say, it's not a vaccine. It was never a vaccine. It can never be a vaccine. It's a bioweapon designed to kill. That's all it does. Now, maybe some are saying that, but whenever I see them talk and they use the term vaccine or vaccination, I wonder what they're really doing. What is their real agenda? I'm not saying they're all frauds or deceivers, but what is their frame of reference? Why don't they understand that the sooner they start calling this what it is, a killing bioweapon, the better off maybe more people will be? But they don't do it.
I don't even know how they get off saying that this offers any sort of protection. I've never seen so many sick people as I have in this past year.
Oh, and look what's ahead. Look what's happening right now, as we've learned from our nurse friend, Anne. She's in a huge hospital in New York, and I'll never forget, I asked her that one question. How many people do you see come in there who get better and go home? And she said, none that I can think of. They may go to another facility, but they don't get better and they don't go home. That's what she said.
Yeah, these people are really, their entire bodies are just collapsing. Multi-organ system failure.
Not only multi-organ system failure, but if we don't have an immunological competence, we don't have anything. We're dead.
Mm-hmm.
We're gone. We're just gone. And that, see, nobody is talking about that. I'd love to see some of these name doctors say, we are seeing the beginning of a massive tsunami of AIDS. And then clear the floor and say, I don't mean HIV/AIDS. I'm talking about AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. But they don't do it. They're just beginning now to nibble around the edges a little bit. But we've been talking about this for a long time. And I just don't know why they don't. I think a lot of them are afraid, frankly. I think some of them have been talked to, frankly. There may be money involved in some cases. Everyone seems to have a price, frankly. That's just life.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the VAERS data, the latest estimate is that it represents probably 10% of what's actually out there in terms of injuries and deaths. It's staggering.
10%, if that. You can multiply. Yeah, okay, let's take 10%. Multiply the VAERS data by 9 times, and you might be close. Now, Erica spends 6, 7, 8 hours a day researching this every day. And I want you to know that when she says something, she's predicating it on reality as she has been able to discern it among all the noise and chaos. And I don't want to belabor the point, but I would assume you understand better than probably anybody that chaos is one of the easiest ways to overthrow virtually any kind of organized societal construct. Chaos.
Yeah, it keeps people in a state of helplessness. They're not empowered. They don't know what information to rely on.
No. Nor who,
and so
whom
they
to rely
invariably,
on.
They just rely on whatever the mainstream media narrative is, and, you know, it hasn't right. failed them so far. Why would it fail them now?
Why would it fail them now? Oh, my. All right. We're going to play this video, Dr. Chetty. An absolutely brilliant mind. I think you've heard him before, but we don't remember things for very long, and I want to play it again. And tell us what he's going to tell us.
Well, he gives a synopsis, or just a very comprehensive view in 10 minutes of what his opinion is of this virus. And I will say, you know, there is a virus. There's no question there is a virus. I mean, some people wanted to believe that it was 5G radiation poisoning, and there may be some of that in there too, but there is a distinct virus that is causing this clinical picture. You know, it's more than just a typical flu. This virus or clinical thing they're calling COVID is defined by the blood problems, the coagulopathies, and the small vessel destruction.
Oh, constant clotting around the clot.
Yes, constant clotting. It's mostly a blood disorder.
Right.
And the dysregulation of iron that causes the oxidative stress. And there's other things too. I mean, it's nasty.
The more you've researched, the more you've found out that there are even more and varied ways that this monster can kill. It's just not one or two ways. What do you think? Dozens, ultimately, if you string it out?
Well, when you understand the toxicity of just this one component of it, the spike, and this is the most toxic portion of it, this thing is so disruptive to so many mechanisms in the body.
Well said.
It's a killer. And to think that now people have been transfected with the gene to keep producing this indefinitely?
Okay.
Not good.
No, not good at all. All right, here's Dr. Chetty from South Africa, and we might stop it a couple of times because what he says is just not heard over here like it should be. It's rather that simple. So here we go.
That with every single doctor that I speak to who is managing COVID patients, we all together put repurposed drugs together. So I'm going to go to you, Dr. Shankara. You know, is there anything brand new that you are suddenly using for COVID, or have you taken a combination of already existing drugs to manage your patients?
Nasiba, I think it's I do need a combination of drugs with pharmaceuticals to manage these patients. There's a lot going on.
Something new. My question is, did you have to wait for some new thing? They said new virus. Was there a new drug that you waited for, or was it just existing drugs?
Existing. Look, I think the perspective around what's happening is vitally important. We need to understand what the aim is. Everyone knows that there's inconsistencies, that there's fear-mongering, that there's coercion, but we need to understand why. Why is that there? Now, the most important thing I think for us to understand is that the pathogen that was causing all the death in COVID illness. Now, I use the word COVID illness because we haven't really isolated the coronavirus that causes it. But in COVID illness, the pathogen is spike protein. And spike protein is what the vaccine is meant to make in your body. So if I had to give you my opinion as to what is happening on a global scale, and a lot of the work that I'm doing behind the scenes is in this direction, spike protein is one of the most contrived toxins or poisons that man has ever made. And the aim of this toxin is to kill billions without anyone noticing it. So it's a poison with an agenda. Now, we've got an engineered virus and we've got a mandated vaccine that follow on each other. So basically what looks like has transpired here, they've engineered a virus and put on this weapons-grade package onto it called spike protein. Now, spike protein, remember...
Okay, let me stop it right there. I'm going to move it ahead anyhow. He just laid it out. And I would ask all of you, how many times have you heard anyone in the U.S. or even Europe make that same statement? Not verbatim, but generally speaking, say that exact same thing. Have you? Have you, Erica? I haven't.
No, not unequivocally in that way. He doesn't pull any punches.
No, and that's what our so-called leadership media docs ought to be doing. They should be saying the same thing he is saying in different words. It's something that just drives me nuts when I see these people talk and they say the vaccine. Got a vaccination. 3 months after the vax, whatever. It's not a vax. That is a complete misnomer. And we've got to start addressing this, at least verbally, in an honorable and honest scientific fashion. Up here. He is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back.
Most elaborately engineered toxin. Now, it's been put into a virus, or let's call it a vector, and we've exposed the planet to a small dose of it. Now, initially, spike protein triggers an allergic reaction. And the allergic reaction, if untreated, causes death. It's what we've seen with COVID illness. But that is not the end game. That is to test the water. So you're going to get a small percentage of people react. We'll see all the deaths. The eighth day is when this reaction occurs, so best we isolate the planet for 14 days, so nobody notices when this occurs. People get to hospital too late. We mandate protocols in hospitals to engineer death and damage.
We mandate protocols in hospitals to mandate death and damage. Remdesivir, for one. This man is just, he knows what's going on. This is November 6th of last year, not very long ago. They're mandating death. And remember what he said in the beginning, The agenda is to kill billions of people without them realizing how it was done. That's what he said. Here we go.
To steer all the fear and the risk that we need, we create all the confusion, we make sure we steer humanity towards mass formation, we take away all the faith that we have, all the hope, we keep people isolated. So we've been conned into thinking giving away our freedoms would be the best thing for us. So the safest place for us was in jail. And that's where we all are at this point in time. But the game that they played with this engineered virus was to justify the vaccination of the planet. Now the vaccination of the planet will expose us to spike protein for a longer period. So spike protein, if we understand what it's meant to do, yes, initially it will trigger an immune response and an allergic kind of reaction, and we'd have immediate deaths from that. But you don't poison someone and they die immediately, you'll notice the poisoning. So straight away, when you give a vaccine, the first 14 days after a vaccine, any side effects cannot be attributable to the vaccine, because that is where all the allergic reactions would lie. Following that, we're going to see the endothelial injuries that this vaccine causes with its, or the spike protein, with its influence on ACE2 receptors. Those are the deaths that are meant to follow, and they will never be pinned onto spike protein, a very well-engineered toxin. Now, spike protein is also a membrane protein. So the mRNA will distribute this throughout our body. It will be made in various tissues around our body. It will be incorporated into those membranes around our body, into those specific tissues. Those tissues will be recognized as foreign, and will trigger a host of autoimmune responses. So the deaths that are meant to follow the vaccinations will never be able to be pinned on the poison. They will be too diverse, they will be too many, and they will be too in broader time frame for us to understand that we have been poisoned. And I think this is the big plan. It is dependent, this toxin is dependent on the host's response to it. Mm. Just like the eighth day and what followed COVID infection or illness was dependent on a host response. So we got mild, moderate, and severe illness post eighth day, and it confused all of us. So we keep talking about COVID pneumonia, but we're chasing the virus, and the virus was just the vector to give us a taste of the poison. Now,
the virus was just the vector to give us a taste of the poison.
Yeah, so that would have been the beginning, 2019, early 2020.
How diabolical is this thing? I mean, really, is this, I like to say it's potentially off planet. I know we have the technology to create some pretty horrible things, but the more we look, the more you look, the more ways that seem to materialize that this is a fatal path that people have gone, everyone who's taken a shot may have gone down the wrong path. The end of the line.
Yeah, it's there's no question. I mean, you know, all the lies from the beginning. Why? You know, the inflated numbers.
The lies. Reporting 1%, 2%. They just played us for suckers. We were played. We're still being played.
I mean, we have to look at the fact that there was no change in the annual death rate.
That's a big point. No excess deaths. No.
So it was a typical flu season. The flu just got relabeled. Despite the fact that, this is clearly a distinct virus with a distinct symptomatology or a distinct clinical picture. But the vast majority of respiratory disease in 2020, 2021, it was the flu relabeled and various forms of pneumonia.
Well, if you remember, without repeating this too often, two winters ago we had our normal 50 to 60 million cases of influenza A and B, and last winter we had according to the CDC and the FDA, 2,300 cases of flu. So where did it go? Vacation? It went nowhere. It got a new name, COVID. Very simple. Let me go back to this, and we'll get, there's so many things we will get to here that are coming up, so hang on.
The toxin in the long term is going to get people with pre-existing illness to have those illnesses exacerbated. It has bits of prion in it, it has bits of HIV protein in it, it is definitely engineered.
We're going to explain why there are bits of HIV protein in it, at least why we think, so hang on to that thought as well.
So, people with cancers are going to have their cancers flare up, and we'll say they died of the cancer. People with vessel injuries or predisposition, like our diabetics and hypertensives, are going to have strokes and heart attacks and the rest at varying times, and we'll attribute those to their pre-existing conditions. People are going to develop over time autoimmune conditions, the diversity of which will never be addressed by any pharmaceutical intervention because they are far too targeted. And so we've got a rough road coming. But I think if people understand what the intention is, then we'll understand why what's happened has happened. The illogic, the coercion, the suppression is all warranted if you understand that there is a bigger plan. This plan is to make sure that we can control and kill off a large proportion of our population without anyone suspecting that we were poisoned. And so I think the justification for everything we see is warranted in understanding the end game. We've given up our freedoms. We were told that jail is the best place for us to be secure. So we willingly went down that road. Now today, if we want our freedoms back, they've got a mandated vaccine. We were herded like cattle into a kraal, and the only way out is through the dip. And that is where we lost our freedoms. And so I think there's a huge picture at play. The vaccines make absolutely no sense. We were sold the vaccine as our savior from the start. And if we look at the science, the science does not play out.
Okay, we have a lot to get through. Let's hold him right there. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Okay. I want to get to this. First of all, he mentioned there are prions in this so-called vaccine. Then he mentioned HIV particles, proteins. Let's just do the HIV real quick here. Why do we think now that HIV particles, and this is not the virus, these are little particles, were included, this was intentional, in the vax injections, the bioweapon vax injections?
Well, the HIV particles that are in the spike protein are the same particles that you would find on the surface of a part of the HIV virus. And there's four in particular that an Indian team early in 2021, or was it 2020? Yeah, 2020. When they looked at the sequence of the virus, they saw these four distinct proteins that are known to be present in HIV. One of those proteins is called P24. And that just happens to be the protein, a marker protein that they look for, or an HIV test looks for, if somebody were to go to have to test and see if they've been exposed to HIV.
So in other words, it would trigger a positive response to an HIV test, even though you don't have HIV.
Correct.
Just enough there to trigger the... okay.
Yes. So, I mean, that's one reason. Whether that was intentional, I don't know. I mean, having... these other proteins might give the coronavirus a broader affinity to be able to infect other cells. That's another possibility. Because you have to remember that this spike has, it's decorated in these sugars. And this determines which cells they can interact with, either the receptors or other molecules. And that's part of the reason it's so problematic. It can interact with a wide range of surface receptors and molecules that are present in your body and disrupt your physiological processes.
The prion aspect, do we know anything more about that than it does appear to be there, and those who are getting vaxxed are certainly opening the door for mad cow disease, prion
yep.
disease, transmissible spongiform encephalopathies, etc.?
Yep. I mean, yep, there is, that
and
was
when the
work
immune
of,
system, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the work of Bart Klassen, who published a paper on these binding sites that they found in the spike protein, that if it gets into the body, it can activate genes associated with the formation of prions. And, you know, prions are not something you want. I mean, prions are the cause of spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow disease.
What happens when this, and they're already doing it in the UK and in Canada, when they bring it here and start to tell people that, yes, there are AIDS cases all over the place now, and it's caused by HIV infection. How are they going to play this out and have people take it, hook, line, and sinker? Easy. They're just going to announce it as a fact. That's all it takes for most people. And they have HIV home, they have home test kits ready to go. It's all there. And remember, the test kits will trigger off not from HIV, but from a simple particle that just happened to be included in these so-called vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clinicians now are already seeing patients exhibiting the signs of HIV, or I would say a failing immune system is more accurate. They're having, you know, mouth sores, opportunistic infections, weight loss, night sweats, what else? Tonsillitis, swollen lymph nodes.
Well, there was a whole array, of things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, between the immune suppression that these shots or injections cause, mm-hmm. because this is really a brutal, brutal, unnatural assault on the immune system. You would never, ever get exposed to a pathogen in this way. So the body is ill-prepared to deal with this type of assault. And it's almost like shattering somebody's leg just to see if it could heal. I mean, it's over the top, unnatural. If you can never put it back together again, it still won't be the same. So you've got this shattered immune system, and then you've got a body, cells throughout the body that are continually producing a spike protein, a very toxic spike protein.
The most toxic thing ever created by man,
yeah,
according to
Dr.
Chetty.
Yeah, it is. It's so disruptive. And then you've got the immune system, what's left of it, trying to root out these cells that are producing this foreign protein. It's no wonder these people are coming unglued.
If you look on the right side of the homepage, go down to where the three pictures of the colored supposed spike protein, you take a look. The second, third story, and go to the fourth story, 1, 2, 3, 4. There are about 6 or 8 lines there. The first line says, the fake HIV-AIDS scam to cover up the vax-caused AIDS nightmare. They're going to use AIDS, allegedly HIV-AIDS, right, to cover up the bioweapon. And watch for it to come here. It's on the way. They're ready to roll it out here. You have AIDS, and you got it from HIV. That's going to be the watchword over and over.
I'm actually already seeing ads in my Facebook feed for, you know, things like WebMD advertising symptoms of HIV, as if this is routine. I saw one today where it was a person's hands that were all, they were just a mess, and it was some sort of, I don't know, infection. bacterial or otherwise. I mean, their hands were a mess, and the message was, well, you know, if you have symptoms like this, you ought to probably get tested for HIV.
So with all the people who have taken the COVID kill shot, who take an HIV test, most of them are probably going to end up with a positive result. This is all planned. It's all planned, I think. They planned this years ago. Very smart. Very clever.
I mean, the other time a P24 could be present on a test like that would be certain autoimmune conditions, like mm-hmm. lupus or autoimmune hemolytic anemia, and maybe even rheumatoid arthritis. So those can throw a false positive.
So we're going to have a plethora of
autoimmune diseases from this. There's no question.
Oh, it's going to be, well, like Dr. Russell Blaylock said, we're going to begin to see diseases that we don't even have names for. When mm-hmm. the immune system dies, the door is open for anything. You could die from a little cut on your finger. You have nothing left to fight. Now, there are some things you can take in a supplemental sense that will make a big difference. But it's a supplement. It's not your. It's no substitute for your immune system. And I'm talking about Allicin C primarily. But there are other things you should take as well. So this is big. How far back do they think about all this? Well, if you look in Guess, you look underneath our names, and you'll see Department of Defense appropriations hearings. These were held in 1970. For the Department of Defense budget. And I did read this before. I'm going to read it again. The chairman of the committee was named Sykes, and the DOD representative was Dr. MacArthur. And Mr. Sykes said, there are two things about the biological agent field. What's a biological agent, Erica? Just simple.
Oh, it could be a bacteria or a virus or... fungus?
A whole bunch of stuff. All right.
Right.
There are two things about the biological agent field I would like to mention. One is the possibility of technological surprise. This is talking militarily. Molecular biology is a field that is advancing very rapidly, and eminent biologists believe that within a period of 5 to 10 years, it would be possible, this is 1970, to produce, to build, to create a synthetic biological agent, an agent that does not naturally exist and for which no natural immunity could have been acquired. No natural immunity in your immune system could have been acquired to deal with this synthetic biological agent. Okay? It's called a bioweapon. Mr. Sykes says, are we doing any work in that field, Mr. MacArthur? MacArthur says, we are not. Do we believe him? Who knows? Mr. Sykes says, why not? Lack of money or lack of interest? MacArthur, certainly not lack of interest. Mr. Sykes, would you provide for our records information on what would be required, what the advantages of such a program would be, the time and the cost involved? Dr. MacArthur, we will be very happy to. And that information follows. Mrs. MacArthur, the dramatic progress being made in the field of molecular biology led us to investigate the relevance of this field of science to biological warfare. A small group of experts considered this matter and provided the following observations. Number one, all biological agents up to the present time are representatives of naturally occurring disease. I'll repeat that. All biological agents up to this present time are representatives of naturally occurring disease and are thus known by scientists throughout the world. They are easily available to qualified scientists for research, either for offensive or defensive purposes. Number two, within the next 5 to 10 years, it would probably be possible to make a new infective microorganism, a new infective synthetic microorganism, which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organisms. Most important of these is that it might be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious disease. Number three, a research program to explore the feasibility of this could be completed in approximately 5 years at a total cost of $10 million. Well, I'll ask you, do you think they got the $10 million to go ahead and proceed this this question with a positive response? Yes, of course, they got it. So there you go. That was 1970, and look where we are now. So it's right
you know,
there. You can read it.
And much more.
Pass it around. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. A virus. Of course, there are no viruses. All you have to do is turn on your computer and you'll see. There'll be videos all over the place. There's no such thing as a virus. Viruses don't exist. Never mind all the BSL level 3, level 4, some say there are level 5 labs all around the world that are working with viruses to make biological weapons, etc. And you heard last hour Russell Bentley say that at least 12 BSL labs were targeted immediately by the Russians and destroyed. Wonder why. Wonder why that is. So when you look at the big picture, you need to understand that people who say there are no viruses are usually operating from an agenda, because we've known of viruses for a long, long time. The easier way, perhaps, to think of a virus is a parasite. It's endogenous to your, it's not endogenous to your body. It's outside your body, although we do have viruses inside our bodies. They're parasites. They're little packets of RNA and DNA, and they do get into your body, and they do cause havoc, and they can replicate. That's their whole mission. They want to reproduce themselves. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a very, very good summary. They are genetic material, either composed of RNA or DNA. They come packaged in a capsid, a protein capsid, or in some cases an envelope with lipid membrane. And they're foreign. They are not produced by your body. I think people right now have been led to believe they're the same thing as exosomes. They're not. When a foreign genetic material comes into your body and hijacks your cellular metabolism to produce proteins other than what it's supposed to do or supposed to produce, that usually has consequences. You don't want your own protein production to be disrupted by something else. Now, there's certain viruses that have more devastating consequences than others. Some we tolerate very well and mm-hmm. actually have a symbiotic relationship with. But the point is they're foreign. Depending on what they're producing, like this latest thing, this SARS-CoV-2 virus that produces a very toxic fusion protein, they can be very disruptive. And they may act to downregulate the immune system in ways that are not beneficial. I mean, if there were no viruses or no pathogens, we wouldn't have an immune system. And we have something called toll-like receptors that are a part of our immune system that are, some of them are uniquely designed to detect foreign RNA or DNA. And if there were no such thing as a virus, why would we need those? So, you know, this idea that you know, viruses are generated internally, no, that's not a virus, that's an exosome, it's different. Viruses can indeed be pathogenic and lethal. The best example of that is the rabbit myxoma virus that was used to decimate the rabbit population in Australia. And it wiped out 90% of the rabbits in 2 years.
So it came into the rabbit population as a parasite, so to speak, and it destroyed the rabbit population.
Yeah, it was deliberately introduced. There is a breed of rabbit, the South American rabbit, that's immune to, that can carry a rabbit myxoma virus without any ill effects, but the European rabbit that was taking over Australia had no immunity to this, and when it was introduced into that population, It was devastating. And it's conceivable that what they've unleashed on us now, in the form of this virus and now a vaccine, or injection, I should say, could be equally as devastating. It would be folly to assume that there's no risk of contagion in this situation, that clearly the unvaxxed are suffering really some devastating effects from being around the vax in some situations. I mean, we have people experiencing clotting, heart palpitations, headaches, nausea. There's been kids, young children, that have required blood transfusions after being in proximity to the vaxxed.
And
certainly
the great
women
irony,
are having issues.
What's the irony in a blood transfusion if you're not vaxxed? Even if you are vaxxed, the blood is dirty. It probably has spike protein in it. Probably has mRNA in it. So
yeah, there's several things that are being released as exosomes from the vaxxed that the unvaxxed are picking up. So yeah, I really don't know what to make of this no virus thing. It's
I'll tell you what. Well, I think it's quite clearly it's like the flat Earth thing. It sounds logical.
Yeah, yeah.
They have tremendously interesting arguments, but it's just not true. There are viruses. They've been around. They've been used. The rabbit story is one in particular. There are chemical markers and proteins for a particular virus that can be found in the body, in major organs, that prove the virus was there and may still
be there. We've been able to tag or identify proteins that this virus has produced throughout the body. I mean, we have techniques like immunohistochemistry that can detect these types of things in tissues, and they're not native proteins. They're foreign, and the immune system indicates that. They're the cells of the immune system that infiltrate those areas.
Right.
Those aren't proteins your body would produce. Your body would never produce a protein this toxic. No, it's producing it because it's been hijacked, parasitized by foreign genetic material.
Just remember, DNA, RNA, maybe some other things thrown in for fun, and a little packet, a teeny tiny packet. How small are viruses? I know they vary in size, but we're talking what?
Oh, it's at the nano scale, so generally under 100 nanometers.
Okay. All right. You can't see them, can't feel them, can't touch them. Doesn't mean they're not there. And if you can
find
proteins from them, what does that tell you? Where do they come from?
Exactly.
And why would the governments of the world, and there are over 40 countries with biosafety 2, 3, and 4 labs, why would they be spending all these decades and God knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe trillions by now, to build things with viruses? Are they all nuts? Are they all playing games? No. This is part of the chaos soup that everyone is being fed. Keep them confused. Oh, my God, the Earth is flat. We always thought it was round. But look at this argument. It's so damn good. It has to be the truth. No. There's much more to this.
This is, you know, the controllers taking advantage of just the general population's scientific illiteracy. And it's not a put-down. That's just, you know, the average person can't wrap their head around a lot of this stuff. And it's easier for them, the controllers, to keep people in the dark. And I have to think with this this situation, telling people that there's no viruses or there's no virus at play in this situation, and there's no contagion, that it serves their purpose. They
chaos.
Want to spread this toxicity around.
They want people confused. They want people upset with virtually everything, and they're headed toward that victory right now. People
mm-hmm.
are just, they've had it. And
yep.
every time things look like they might settle down a little bit, then comes something else down the road to stir the pot of chaos. Just remember that. Chaos, fear, confusion, doubt, right? Skepticism is always welcome, but people just don't know. And if somebody appears on the internet or on TV and looks intelligent and sounds intelligent and makes an argument for the fact that in his view there is no this or there is no that, it doesn't mean that it's the truth. And people just don't have time anymore to really sit down and take things apart. They're under stress. They're afraid. They don't know what to do. This is a bad situation, all brought about by tremendous planning over at least mm-hmm. 2 decades, 20 years at least, with supercomputers yep. and now supercomputers with AI. They know. Go ahead.
Definitely, definitely. And we still, we don't even know what's in these injections. Could be anything.
Would you say that again for all out there who are honest skeptics? We don't know.
we have no idea.
I'll say it. We don't know what's in these things. And as we were reporting 2-3 weeks ago, I don't know when you reported it, there's another protein now in the Pfizer vax that is bigger than the spike protein. And yet no one has any idea how it got there or what it's supposed to do or how it's supposed to be created in your body to do what. I mean, remember, you're going to get the... Go ahead.
We don't know what it is. It's a sequence. It's a nucleotide sequence. So it's the code to produce a protein. But when you look up what it should match up to in terms of all known proteins, there's nothing. So we don't know what it is. We don't know what it does once the body begins producing it. What's its biological effects? I the fact that anybody would trust these people to take an injection from them, given their track record and this continued deceit.
Well, they're all under EUA, remember. Well, there are a lot of people who are just, they're crazy, and then there are others who are afraid. They get mandated, and they cave in, and it's just getting worse. You got to go back to the Deagle.com projections, which first appeared in 2013. I didn't see them until 2017. And it looks like we're right on course now for that very tragic eventuality to present itself right in our faces. People are dying. Listen to Nurse Anne the next time she's on. She's right in the middle of it. And I dare say that probably 99% of our listening audience, all of you good people, most of you aren't in the position she's in to see this. Some of you may work in health, but this is a worldwide problem. It's not just happening here. This was so cleverly put together over 20 years, and that comes from Dr. Robert Malone. They gamed this, in his words, for over 20 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, just remember, when you hear the argument, there are no viruses, there are plenty of viruses. They're little, they're outside the body, they're seeking to get in the body, and once they're in the body, they replicate. And I think they make millions of copies of themselves in a matter of minutes, some incredibly short period of time, depending on the virus.
They can. There's a few things that come into play. I mean, first you need an infectious pathogen or infectious virus, and you need a susceptible host, but you also need a permissive cell. So, I mean, there are ways that, you can ward them off, so to speak. But what they're doing in these labs are in designing things that are intentionally programmed to bypass all of your cellular defenses. I mean, this is synthetic biology.
They're pretty good at it. They're pretty good at it. Well, look, the agenda is global genocide, so what more do you need? And you heard Dr. Chetty make it very clear that that was the goal. And he's very well aware, as a virologist, of what's going on. So, if you don't want to believe in viruses, that's fine. That's your choice. We have have still a constitution on paper, and I support you if you don't want to. But it just doesn't work when you know the science. Just look at the rabbit tests in Australia, study that, and ask yourself, are there really no viruses? How do they do it? Magic? Of course there are viruses.
Yep.
All right, anything we need to add here real quick that you can think of?
I think we covered it tonight. Yeah, that's That's a wrap.
I'm sure we made a lot of people mad, but not gonna lie to you. But again,
well, it doesn't change the facts.
We support your right to believe whatever you want. All we can do is put out what we feel is the most relevant and accurate information for you to consider and do with what you want. So it's all up to you. We're here to help. Thank you for being here. Wow, another weekend. Take care, and you still honestly have a little time to prepare, so get some food, put it away. This thing in Ukraine could get out of hand. I hope it doesn't. I don't think it will, but it could. Thank you, Erica.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too, thanks. And to all of you, be well, take care, and we will talk soon.